You are listening to Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. Real Bible Answers is brought to you by the Life Heritage Radio Network and features international evangelist and Bible teacher, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
I'm glad you tuned in again to another edition of Real Bible Answers. Please take note of our new number. It is 256-886-2509. That's area code 256-886-2509. The question today comes from Myron, who asks, how do you respond to people who have issues with the names of God? Well, Myron, it really depends. For you see, there are several reasons why people relate to the names of God in the way in which they do. For instance, there are some people who relate to certain forms of the name of God in specific ways out of reverence for the name itself. For them, it is indeed an act of worship. Apparently, this started with certain Hebrew scribes, and the way in which they related to a Hebrew form of the name of God, represented by the silent consonants Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, or Y-H-W-H. For them, this name was too holy to pronounce, so when they saw it, they would often substitute it with another form of the divine name, which is Adonai, which basically means the Lord. In fact, we're told that when these scribes were writing and they came across the name YHWH, when they had to write it, they would pause, say a prayer, and purify themselves before they actually wrote the name. Indeed, out of respect for the name, many Jews today still omit the vowel when referring to divinity, and instead of writing G-O-D, for instance, will write G-D or L-R-D rather than L-O-R-D, because as far as they're concerned, the name, or in Hebrew, Hashem, is just too holy to be mentioned, too holy even to be written. However, as much as one applauds the reverence that one has for the name of God, it must not be forgotten that there are other names for God in Scripture that are not abbreviated or reduced. For instance, we're thinking about such names as El Shaddai, El Roi, Elohim, El Elyon, Adonai itself, or El Berit, and there are a number of other names. And so we find that the Bible writers were not unified in treating every name for God in a certain way, but it seems as if the respect was reserved for Hashem, or the Tetragrammaton, these four Hebrew letters that constitute the most potent form of the divine name. So then, there are some who relate to the divine name in a certain way because of the reverence they have for the name itself. We will deal with other reasons why people have issues with the name in the next edition of Real Bible Answers. Make sure you tune in again next week, and don't forget that our new number is area code 256-886-2509. That's area code 256-886-2509. I look forward to receiving your questions.
I trust you were blessed by this edition of Real Bible Answers. To listen to other programs or to view some of the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. Feel free to email your questions to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. If you wish to give a donation, you may do so on our webpage, or you can send it by check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.